Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm here with Keith and Hemda.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Just kidding. I don't know why I said that.
Because it's our 14-year tired.
Now, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day.
S. Erringo Bra.
What does that mean, by the way? Kiss me?
Ireland forever.
Ireland forever. And you visit your family in Boston on this day.
Worcester.
But to make sure that the Italian side is represented, you go to a bar that you guys like and you get meatballs to make sure the St. Patrick's don't take over.
Right. Meatball sandwiches.
Okay. And how often do you have these pub crawls with your family?
Kind of a lot. I mean, every year on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving for the past 13 years, we do the gobble hobble.
Okay.
When that's the big one.
Right.
This is only the second year of the St. Patrick's Day tradition of meatball sandwiches at Vincent's.
Okay. Are people talking Italian? What I think I'm in a Sopranos movie so that everybody understands what our race is today.
No, I think.
Do you wear no green?
We all wore green, actually. Okay. We did all wear green.
All right.
And my nanny, my Italian grandmother, she had a pin that she would wear every St. Patrick's Day. She would make corned beef and cabbage to celebrate, obviously. And she would wear a pin that said, "Not Irish, fake it."
Oh.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Is it that's the only holiday I hear people go, "Today we're all a little blank." But you wouldn't have that for an African-American parade. You wouldn't have it for Italian even.
But I tell you what, if the LGBTQIA parade heard that you're just going to be gay for a day.
Would they be happy or upset? Like, who am I to be gay for a day?
Well, they have the Q in their title for a reason.
Questioning.
That's right.
Well, my cousin on my dad's side, so my mom and my stepdad are both 100% Italian, and I grew up with both of them, and my dad is Irish. And one of my cousins on my dad's side, over this past Christmas, she told me that, because she didn't really know her dad, she did one of those DNA things, and she found out she was like 25% Italian, and she told me, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, yay, congratulations, welcome, mazel tov." And she was sort of like,
She goes, "I don't think that's Jewish."
She was like,
"Or that's Italian, mazel tov is
she
Jewish."
She was like, "I don't really know how to be Italian. I'm over here thinking that everybody's going to be so excited
to find
out they're Italian."
It's funny that people are finding out and it's throwing them.
Yeah.
You know, like I found out that I am 3% not Middle Eastern. And I'm like, "Oh, that's to me, that's fun." Mm-hmm. Like somebody fucking put some shit in the pool.
And I'm 8% Middle Eastern.
Oh, see, that's exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What a small
welcome.
World.
But my cousin was like, and I was like, "Don't worry, I'll give you some pointers on how to be Italian. Yeah. We'll go out for meatball sandwiches."
Does she talk?
Damn, now I want it to be 3% Italian so that she comes out with me for meatball sandwiches.
Does she talk with her hands more since the news?
I hope so. I mean, the lessons, we haven't started the lessons yet.
Lessons are a big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
But we have a lot of fun in my family.
Well, so when did you get back to New York?
I took an airplane this morning at 6 a.m. So I've been up since 4:30. I went straight from the airport to work. Oof. Worked. And then I was like, I definitely have a cold. Gotta go to Queens later. Gotta give the people what they want. Super hot entertainment in the form of podcasting live on tape straight to your earbuds.
Now, how did you know? Like, it's not even debatable if you come or not, being this sick and tired. You know the people need this.
The people want to hear me recap the week.
Did you do today's crossword puzzle?
Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it last night.
Oh, so you get it a little early on the app?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you
a little hot tip.
Did you do okay?
6 minutes and change.
Okay, usually it's about 4, isn't it? sorry. Oh my goodness. I thought we were having fun.
My record is 4:43. Okay. I said that last week, but I found that I'm much faster if I'm sitting in a hard chair, and I did it on the couch last night. So I knew it wasn't going to be as fast of a time.
You can't be too comfortable.
You can't.
Sit on thumbtacks if you can. It's an advice to the novices.
Put a thumbtack in your shoe, like when you take a polygraph test. And then when you don't know the answer, you just step on it. You're like,
fuck you, Bianca. Learn more.
I, of course, follow you on Instagram. You can follow Whitey Puzzleman.
Please do.
And I never know what you're talking about, but I enjoy it just the same. And you wrote some time ago, I don't really understand word ladders.
Yeah, you commented on that one.
Yeah, and I said, it's like, who does? Is that the one where you put a bunch of letters in one box? Or is this, what's
no,
a word
she
ladder?
She understands that.
That's a rebus puzzle.
A rebus. What is a word puzzle?
A word ladder?
A word ladder.
It's sort of like when, so some of the clues will say, this is the first rung of the word ladder.
Okay.
And then the second rung of the word ladder is that word, but with one letter changed. So
what?
It becomes a different word throughout the puzzle, and but, you have to figure out what letters they're swapping out, I but, guess. I okay. don't really
And then those letters spell another word?
Yeah.
And they're always real words, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's never enough for you people, is it? All right.
I recorded this most recent episode at home with my stepdad.
Ooh.
And it was really fun. He sings.
Right.
And it was friggin' adorable.
Now, at what point, remind me, are you allowed to look up clues that you don't know? You're of a certain age. There's some things, references you're not going to get.
Whenever you want. Oh. There's no rules.
Oh, I bet I can win.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
I can do these after all.
You should.
I do them a day later.
I bet that you can't finish one within 10 minutes. The Monday one. That's the easiest one, right? The Monday one you can't do within 10
I
minutes.
I bet Keith could.
Thank you.
I will take that bet. $20?
Well, she already said that I could. I don't know. Why so violent?
I'll go 40.
I know. See?
Keith's like, I mean, Hemd is like, let's prove that Keith is dumb.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make you dumb. All. You're just a genius.
Who do you think's smarter if you had to say me or Hemd?
It would be Hemda or me.
Right. The first way.
Well, yeah. Because you have to take out the first part of the sentence,
I
right?
can't get into it. Right. We have too much to do. We have to That's move true. Briskly along. The first episode last week was room service. You guys just recapping your like debauched, you know, food in the bed. Let's masturbate when we're not in the same room, like Florida, making podcast connections, being weird in a panel situation.
You
sounded
get it.
Like it was a lot of fun.
I gotta say, who was I talking to? Some guest from last week. I think Paul, because he was talking about traveling with his roommate and wherever. And I was like, you know what? When I think about it, Keith and I travel very well together.
Sounds like you guys really have it down.
Yeah. We basically are like, do you give a fuck? No. Okay. I'll let you know when I give a fuck.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's fun seeing it's a podcast convention. Most of the people there are starting a brand new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to see the light in their eyes for now.
Also, I'm sitting on the bed, like, I thought of this also. I really don't care how Keith sees me because I was sitting completely trashed out. The food's in front of me on the bed. My hands are filthy. My face has goop on it. He's taking a picture. I'm just like, oh, that's what you want to keep. I don't give a shit. This is how you want to remember me? Go for it.
Yeah. He likes to scrapbook you.
He does.
That needs to be proof.
He likes to have, like, if I'm saying something, he will, like, pull it up like it's a little TED Talk.
Yeah.
And he has all the pictures that goes with my stories. He's like, no. When I start talking about my leg, he's like, here's the x-ray.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not a listener per se, but I have the pictures.
Yeah.
So we can always go back.
You have to be able to show the receipts,
exactly.
As they say. Mm-hmm. She really did break her leg.
That's right.
I've got the photos to prove it.
Well, Hemda, I got nervous, as I was saying, because Hemda ran out of weed, and she's giving me half of it, so
Not
I'm feeling
long,
a little
though.
Bad. Not for long. She goes to a total stranger. What do we think about this? A stranger on the beach, happened to be a woman, which is smart, but asked for weed, and it worked out.
I thought it was fantastic.
No, I'm happy, but could you ever do that?
Well, I don't smoke weed.
Could you ask for, well, it's weird, that weed you can ask for, right? You can't ask, can I buy a beer? But is there something you would are you a part, like, did your jaw drop when Hemda did that?
No, not okay. at all.
That's
you know,
I mean.
I love to talk to strangers.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I love to make a connection.
All right.
With a new person in the world, out in the world, on the streets. And yeah, I mean, I thought it was very clear, Hemda, that you took a look. You were like, you know, in like James Bond, when they like look and they see a lot of things, they notice a lot of things, mm-hmm. that maybe the layman wouldn't. You know, you were like, they seem like they're locals, da da da. They have this. They're sitting on a towel, not a chair. They don't look like they're in a rush. They have like a Namaste bumper sticker. I think I'm good. And then you zeroed in. You were like, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep. And then it worked out.
I do think tourists look different. And especially in Florida, so near Orlando. Honestly, it's just a bunch of fat parents with skinny kids.
Or skinny parents with fat kids.
I don't know, but they don't look like they belong. And they're also super white. So they just got there. So people who live in Florida, they're going to have some kind of like... These people seem chill.
Regular Sherlock Holmes.
Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond.
You're right.
She had a little pen that bleep went out and then was like a little laser.
We asked the...
I've detected marijuana in the vicinity.
And they also look like they wouldn't call the cops on me.
We asked the audience, would you ask a stranger about buying weed? 39% say yes.
I wouldn't have maybe a couple years ago. I'm a little more comfortable about weed. I know a little bit more about how to speak about it. It's like
I ask for weed.
It's kind of cultural. I know it sounds weird, but
I mean, you don't want to go in like,
don't legalize it.
Hey, hep cat, can I get a jazz cigarette? Doobie.
Well, I didn't notice.
That's what I would have said.
Hello, fellow kids.
Well, potheads are so casual about stuff, right? Like, they'll pass you their weed anytime. They'll share anytime they have. They will give you a nug if you're heading out. They roll very generously, you know. And so I always thought pot was this very easy to do thing. And once I had to do it on my own, I'm like, wow, these potheads, they're doing a lot of work and just passing it like it's nothing.
Bunch of regular Mother Teresa's. Amazing.
It's not easy to roll.
Yeah.
Most people don't do it.
By the way, we also talked on that show about Captain Marvel, the
I
new
saw
superhero.
It.
What do we think?
It was fine.
Yeah.
I saw it.
You feel bummed out the way I did? Like, it's a movie about, there's not many superheroes with women. There's two. I'd like to like it. It's a shame I don't like it.
I don't really have that same thing as you.
Okay.
I know you're a much better feminist than I am, and I apologize.
No, don't even.
Okay, I won't. But so my friends texted me, hey, we're going to the movies at the Alamo Draft House at 10 p.m. Okay. Do you want to come? Now, this movie theater, I don't know if y'all know, it's one of the ones that serves food.
You circle the menu so people aren't making noise. Is that how it works?
You write it down on a little sheet. You put it on a little thing. They bring it to you.
Why don't comedy clubs do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I've never been.
Yeah, who knows what they do?
Yeah. Anyway, so they have this thing on the menu: these soft pretzels with queso on the side, and it might be my favorite food. A hot soft pretzel, salty, chewy, a crisp outer edge.
Fake cheese.
I didn't even know what movie we were seeing. And I said, yes, I'm coming. And they were like, okay, Captain Marvel, 10 p.m. And I was like, ugh, okay, for the pretzels, I'll go. Okay. But if it was another movie theater, I probably wouldn't have gone. I thought it was fine. I didn't understand. Spoiler alert, by the way. It's hard when the bad guys are all of a sudden not the bad guys anymore me.
Right.
I'm like...
That you were lied to.
Tricks.
Right. Bunch of tricks.
And it's like, oh, now we're supposed to feel bad for you?
Right.
I hated you 5 minutes ago.
What is interesting, when they make the bad guy the good guy, it's explained in half a sentence instead of going, wait, maybe there's another point of view.
Yeah, but it's like also there were bad guys and they were in like these scary cloaks.
Yeah.
And then when they're good guys on Earth, they're like in like a cardigan sweater. And they have a family.
Right.
It's like, come on. You fucking great.
The aliens had
like
alien
I didn't
kids
see
when they were
just
good.
Just frigging murder somebody 5 scenes ago.
Right.
You're no angel.
By the way, speaking of movies.
Yep.
I've been holding off on the movie you recommended, The Favorite, with
you. Yeah, because you hate me.
No, because I was supposed to wait and see it with my girlfriend. Because
you're a bad feminist.
She comes back. No, I was waiting.
Okay.
She comes back from Kuwait. Guess what movie she sees on the airplane?
Ah. Wow. And you can't even say anything because she just came back from war.
Yeah.
I'm like, supposedly. Just rolled away from my microphone, folks.
Can I say something controversial?
You may.
Is it weird that comics get hired to travel safely to another country that other people have to fight war in?
Oh, she's in a nicer hotel than any colonel. Yeah,
they're perfectly safe and fine. And they get thank you for supporting the troops when really they're getting paid more than what they get paid here.
There was a warning that there is lightning. You know, I'm sure there's worse things.
You know what I mean? Is that, am I being a dick?
Well, that's what it is. What are you going to do?
Hey, man, a job's a job.
If you don't take the hotel, you're just causing problems.
It's just, okay, so I don't, you know, when they go to Iraq, it's like, oh, wow, you're going to Iraq. I'm like, my family lives there. Calm down.
But that's how I thought about the people in Survivor. I'm like, people live here, you know?
I'm just like, well, thanks for going to Iraq. Right. Are you going to Israel next? Wow.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
You know puzzles and whatnot. We brought up...
I actually got jealous of all the camels in her pictures. I'm not kidding. I'm like, wow, I need to ride a camel sometimes.
Because you're so hungry for sand?
Kinda just needs attention. Even a camel spitting on you or something. Like, she is so hard up. So anyway,
Jesus Christ.
Do you get to, loving puzzles, do you get into Jeopardy? We talked about Alex Trebek's announcement. That's sad.
I was so sad, and I have to be honest, on my podcast the week before, we did make fun of Alex Trebek, and this announcement came out, and just felt...
Bad timing.
Oopsies.
Are you good at it? Because like I said, I don't know...
My stepdad texted me, he's like, his doctors are citing your comments as the cause. rude.
Do you know what percent lives after stage 4, which is the highest stage?
Very low.
1.
3.
Yeah.
So this is good news. Just went from 1 to 3. That's a 3 million percent.
I know. I love him. And I love Jeopardy. I'm super competitive at Jeopardy, as you might imagine.
Are you telling me that you can tell if Alex is looking for a place or a person?
Yeah.
No idea.
We'll have to play sometime.
Okay.
I'll show you the ropes.
Okay. You're gonna watch us be so happy when we get the wrong answer, but it's like close or in this genre of the right answer.
Yeah, if I know if it's a person, place, or thing. If I know that part, I count it as a win. If I get it wrong and the contestant gets it wrong the same way I did, I count that.
I like that.
Yeah.
If it's relative to the answer in any way that I'm like, ah, I was hot, that's cool.
If I say a word and the answer isn't numbers, I count it.
Well, my roommates and I would DVR it and we would gamble on it. Somebody would keep score.
Right.
And we would bet $1 each episode, and then at the end of 2 weeks, whoever won that got the whole pot. So it was like $10.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of, we have you as sort of like a scorekeeper / person keeping the game going on our Keith and the Girl weekend.
Yeah.
What game?
For Silent Trailer.
Oh.
No, for You Can't Say That.
Oh.
I think I'm competing in Silent
Trailer. That's right. She's competing.
I've been studying for months.
Well, you got Captain Marvel down.
Done. Nailed it. But one of our rules when we gambled on Jeopardy was that you would make up an answer before the episode started. And if that came up, you would win
automatically
the whole thing.
Did anyone ever win?
Yes.
Mesopotamia,
my
right?
My roommate picked Kodiak Bear every single time. He was like, one of these times it's going to be Kodiak Bear. And then it was.
Wow.
What the fuck is Kodiak Bear?
It's a type of bear.
Hey, just to be clear, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. This person isn't the DVRer, is it? You go into their house.
Okay. Okay, weird but true.
Yes, the show with Andrea Allen.
Yes. You guys just, you know, shooting the shit. I love the term shitbirds and you say it, Hemda, as though it's like a common thing that, you know, I'm a shitbird. You're a shitbird. My dad's a shitbird. And I love shitbirds. And we're all shitbirds. And it's just like, I'm looking around like, wait, should I know what that is? Did I miss something? And then I'm like, no, but now I'm on board.
You get it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a behavior.
I love shitbirds too.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a new I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, you know? That didn't make sense, but it makes sense.
I'm a shitbird.
Yeah.
Don't be such a shitbird. Be like a little bit of a shitbird.
Be a bird with a plumage, you know?
These shitbirds, you know what they do, right?
They shit on you.
They hold it in until they find you. They're not just birds with shit. They're shit birds.
Yeah. So that was fun. Flat Earth.
Have you seen that? Are you going to watch that documentary?
No.
Yeah, it's really laughing at him. There's no both sides.
I did like your stand-up bit at the end, though, where you're totally am with you, where it's like, why is he going on all these things? And
Neil deGrasse Tyson, yeah.
Why is he going on all these shows being like, the earth is round? It's like, okay. Yeah, we know. I mean, duh.
I got my eyes on him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's up to. Yeah, I was surprised I watched this whole thing on Netflix. I thought I'd give it 10 minutes. I thought maybe I'd hear their point of view. Are we, you know, we're either a simulation or, you know, what's the end game? Never heard the end game. And I ended up watching the whole thing. They don't want us to, they want to make us take vaccines, as if that made sense. And that was the end of it. So as a documentarian, the person didn't do a good job, but I did see the whole thing and I don't watch documentaries.
Well, that's a pretty good job.
So it's something.
Yeah.
2.5 stars.
Would watch again.
I mean, I saw it with soft pretzels and Spanish cheese.
Dude, honestly, that can make any movie good.
Yeah.
I swear to you. I wish they sold those to go. I would just go buy them.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Can you explain how the lady was mean whose drawer you shit in? Speaking of shitbird,
I'd rather not, because right now your voice has a tone that it's going to be a lot of hard work, and I'm going to guess it's not going to work out.
An inquisitive tone.
Yeah, I think you have to go and listen to the show. It's called Shit Doesn't Freeze. Everybody can check it out, but thank you.
Oh, he wouldn't take the bait. And I reeled the hook in empty. Shall we move along?
Yes.
Operation Varsity Blues.
By the way, I'm sorry. I got confused by the moving on. You do it briskly. Is the earth flat? We asked the audience. One vote, yes.
All right.
And I've learned we live in a world where you can't just assume people are joking.
I mean, so what if it is?
Yeah. What am I going to do? Not go to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It's all the same shit.
Team Keith.
Yeah.
Operation Varsity Blues with Paul Hooper and Mike Lawrence. Can I just say, I love Paul Hooper.
Yeah.
He reminds me of the 129-year-old woman who never had a good day.
Yep.
My two heroes. And I just think he's so funny.
His tweets are like, St. Patrick's Day, fuck you. Send.
And he's like, you're like, where... Do you want to live in New York? And like, no. I want to live in this very specific place, and I wish I'd moved there 8 years ago, but I just haven't. It's like, well, you know, maybe do it.
Would a child change him? He was saying if he had $5 million, he would have a child. And they say children change people.
Yeah, for $5 million, he's not seeing that child, though. That's his whole point.
To hire maids.
I don't think he would. He's made it pretty clear that he didn't want one.
Right. But that maybe he's just thinking, I'll never have $5 million.
Well, then he's not feeling good about himself.
I mean, in a way, he's not making $5 million, so he doesn't have to have children.
You think it's subconscious?
Yeah, yeah. Manifesting nothing.
The old self-sabotage. Yeah. Classic.
Now, what did you think of my brilliant booking of Paul and Mike together? Mike Lawrence, Paul Hooper?
Loved it.
You liked it?
And so did Bucho.
Yes, and that counts the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our old buddy
Bucho.
You want to hear a secret? You want to hear how I came up with this brilliant, brilliant booking?
Did you double book?
I double booked.
What
an odd fucking couple. Like, I would go, yeah, right. Paul Hooper and Mike Lawrence, we need double negatives here.
Right.
I mean, what's interesting to me about Paul and Mike actually being together is it illuminates Mike Lawrence is so much more of a curmudgeon than Paul Hooper. Paul Hooper is actually sunshine off Mike. He is very personable and very chatty, very, I don't want to say optimistic, but lovely. And Mike Lawrence is like, yeah, I do 10 of these podcasts and got to promote Caroline's. I'm like, this is what you've always wanted. Remember that, Mike Lawrence? And Paul's like, hey, everyone's a shitbird, but like, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, all right, right. Cool. And by the way, those of you who want me to hook up with Paul Hooper, I get it. We've all seen his dick. We've all seen his abs and his butt.
I sure haven't, but
I can show it to you. you guys are not subtle out there. Every time he's on now, everyone's like, oh, I hope he can hear him dripping at him. I'm like, what the?
Guys like that.
This is so not subtle. They tag him in these like hitting on him for me sort of.
Has he brought it up to you?
No. And that's another. So then I double booked him so we couldn't really bring it up. I don't know how he feels. Like, it could go one of two ways. One, he could be flattered and ready to go. And the other one is, I guess I have to be sexually harassed after I go on Keith and the Girl from now on by, like, you know, these thoughts that come out in social media.
It's just interesting. She didn't say she's not interested.
I'm not interested in anyone right now until May 23rd.
See? Yeah, interesting. Hello.
She sips from a straw.
Yeah, that's a tough
like a
test.
Dick.
You don't got to be a James Bond to follow that.
Dick, dick, penis, penis.
Operation Varsity Blues, of course, is about the little college scam. But what makes it exciting is that there's two celebrities. Lori Loughlin.
So funny.
And Felicity Huffman.
Everyone's loving hating these people.
I mean,
like people who are usually like, let me not, you know, it's celebrities, it's this, it's that. Right. Everyone's doing it. Like anyone who's usually disinterested in this kind of like, whether it's for gossip or it's like pop culture or whatever, like it's always happening, curmudgeon-y. They're all like, I can't wait to go home and keep following this. Yeah. Fuck all these assholes.
I'm surprised it came with the FBI. I guess it's standard procedure to take your guns out even against Felicity Huffman. That it's fascinating to me because I would have thought this was a one column nothing news story.
Well,
that's what I would
think
have thought.
If those two actresses weren't involved, it would have been.
Right.
But just because we can put celebrity names to it.
And then you look at the old comments that they wrote in their past. Felicity Huffman said, anybody have any college life hacks for the upcoming year? Lori Loughlin saying, she didn't know that England isn't a city. My daughter, do you know how much I paid to get her in college? Like, as if who you're doing, winking to yourself? Shut the fuck up.
Well,
and
it's
that's
the,
what's funny
to me.
It
seems like the type of thing where you're like, I got to give my kid every advantage possible. He's a real dumbass.
Right.
And you know, the neighbor Barbara did it, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
And we have all this money, so I'm sure it's fine.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oops.
Yeah. Well, when Lori Loughlin's daughter, we mentioned this on the show, but when she ends up on social media saying, you know, why not? Actually, I think I'll travel the world and fuck around with clothing or something.
Right.
Is the mom like, I can't tell you why. Shut the fuck up. Why are you in a school for yachting and you've never been on one? She was some kind of, I don't know, yachter or rower. But, you know, faking it. When the news came out, the daughter was on a boat.
Wow.
Like, ooh, related to the school.
The thing is you're really fucking with your kids, you know?
Right.
That you want them to have all these advantages and you put them at a disadvantage constantly. Like, you don't even know if they want to go to that school. You're doing what everybody else does as a shipbird.
Right.
As a parent who's not paying attention and just wants, quote, the best for their kid. But the best is some fucking book that was written some long time ago where if your kids do this, that, and the next, just let it be.
The FBI pulling their guns on Felicity Huffman was the poll. Is it not cool or awesome? 45% say it's awesome.
Oh, you love 45% of our people.
Well, worst case, she pees herself a little bit. Good, fuck her.
Well, do you remember her bit part in The West Wing?
Felicity Huffman. Boy. Oh, no, she kind of bored me a little bit. I forget what she was.
She screwed Toby over, remember? You got to revisit
the scene. They dated or something.
They like had a flirtation.
With the syrup.
With the syrup.
Yeah.
He always remembers things with syrup.
And then I was psyched to see her go down because she fucked with my boy Toby.
She's every role she has. She's an asshole. It's interesting. I'm not saying it's gospel. I'm saying it's interesting.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't write the stuff.
That's right. We don't write the stuff.
I just read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We read it and regurgitate it.
Operation Varsity Blues.
Yep.
The FBI apparently.
I mean, if it's taking away other people's opportunities, and it must be, then of course it's a big deal. I'm just surprised there's helicopters involved. That's all.
And also, like, handcuffing people.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
We have to handcuff you so that you don't reach for your wallet to pay us off. Right.
I mean, to me, don't have guns, don't have handcuffs, and hope she runs. Then you can get the dogs. Why are you making her shit her pants in the corner? She might push it. Do you know who I am? Like, let's hope that happens.
Yeah.
There's guns on you. You don't say, do you know who I am?
You're so creative in your arrests.
Yeah. Well, I got ideas, but I guess there's formalities.
I guess.
Yeah.
That was a great app.
Thanks.
I'm a big Paul Hooper fan.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just tweet at him, tell him, you know, send him off the trail.
Yeah.
Right?
Say, totally don't see Chemda on May 23rd because she might splooge all over you by accident. Wait a day.
Yeah, the 24th.
Yeah.
That's your day.
And then we make the poll on on May 23rd. And he doesn't even have to be in the studio. Should Chemda fuck Paul today, right now?
That's going to be Chemda's biggest problem. It's like, was it the morning of the 23rd? This tattoo isn't going to come out right.
Then we had...
I will definitely sleep with anyone who puts May 23rd on their body. I am joking, Keith. Those are some big eyes.
Okay. Whoa, we both got really excited.
Yeah, I guess the joke's on us, Chemda. All right.
I was about to run out to the tattoo parlor now for my first one.
Right.
Breaking Through with Richie Tolway.
Yes, Richie is, how old is he compared to you?
My yep. same age.
Same age, and he's discovering himself, going out into the world, and that's not easy. You know, sometimes you run into a guy that pays for your 5-star hotels. I don't even know how many stars they go up to nowadays. Sometimes his hotel somehow had Michelin stars and no food. But that does not let him get down and learn about yourself. Now he's just being hoity-toity, the poor guy. What do we think?
Well, I was saying earlier, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm a little bit tired and sick, but I was listening to this and feeling very little patience for his journey.
Okay.
And feeling like I was rolling my eyes a lot and being like, come on, Richie.
Right.
Because like, come on.
Yeah. Even when they make it up, every artist turns. Okay. So I see that behind the curve, the flat earth.
And I loved when you were yelling at him because I was like, finally, finally, something is happening that makes sense to me.
What are you yelling about?
Well, I see melatonin is the dumbest thing, and he's trying to support melatonin as if he works for big melatonin.
I don't know. I slept for 15 minutes last night, and in the past 2 weeks, I've slept for about 2 minutes. But I don't know how that math works, but I know melatonin works. What?
Unless he knows it works so well, but doesn't want to be on medication. So I was going to say that Flat Earth documentary, even they at the end of it try to make it some kind of lesson. Let's not call these Flat Earthers idiots. Let's try to meet in the middle, as if anybody sane person could do that. But I see what they're trying to do. It's like watching a stand-up show, and at the end they go, the point is life is tough and we all have to laugh. You know, that's to me, Richie didn't even have that. Like, hey, I got back from going around the world. Here's a makeup thing I kind of learned. What did he learn?
I don't know, but I could make up what he possibly learned. He was never by himself doing anything. He always coupled up, and he kind of got out of that. Even though, like, it's called a geographic, like, you're like, nothing's working here. I'm going to go somewhere else.
It's a classic, wherever you go, there you are.
I never understood that until AA. I'm like, okay, what?
But no shit.
Yeah, like, I don't, there you are, what? But apparently, like, okay, if you can't deal with people here, you can go to India, but you will still be you and manifest everything that you normally do. But I do think someone like him has been, it's very odd because he's had all these experiences, but he still sounds and seems very sheltered. And so I think this had to knock some stuff out of him because he couldn't turn to some people sometimes. He didn't have Wi-Fi. He couldn't turn to his phone sometimes. He couldn't let somebody else solve any of his issues for it. So I think if you travel the world, you're going to learn something.
I think it seemed to me that he learned that he has a lot to learn. He has a lot of learning to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more struck by the fact that he won a game show about paying off your student loan debt. So, like, he went through all the trouble of, like, auditioning or however. Because you don't just walk into a room and somebody says, hey, come on, be on my game show about paying off your student loan debt. You have to try to be on this game show. And then he gets the check and he doesn't even pay the student loan debt. And he's like, it's all a scam anyway, man. I'm like, just pay it.
Right. End it. You have to end it somehow.
You borrowed the money on the condition that you would pay it back. And that's the only reason why you have to pay it back. Sure, the government might crumble. It might get, it is a scam. It is a sham. It doesn't mean you don't have to pay. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to find an apartment right now. My credit is shot. You didn't pay the student loan debt. You went on a game show and you won the money to pay the student loan debt. You studied the trivia so that you would learn the trivia so that you could win the game show to pay the student loan debt. That's literally the craziest way you could ever pay your student loan debt. And then you win it. and you still don't pay your student loan debt. You're like, why do I have all this student loan debt? Because you didn't pay it. Okay?
I see your point.
That's fair, but could it go on another show now where they take care of your student debt? Or does that show up on your credit report? You want a game show?
See, I don't think it's just going to go away. Obviously, they can garnish your wages. They build all this shit. But
I'm still waiting for some Fight Club thing and somebody blows up a bunch of buildings and all your debt is gone.
Yeah, I kind of get not paying it even though they gave you the money to pay for it. Because what happened was before he left, he managed to save like tens of thousands of dollars.
Pay your student loan debt.
But that's the thing. He managed to save that in New York by himself. And so I think, you know, he's coming from that mindset of, oh, I can just make another 10 grand. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. But it doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't, you know.
Stop getting off your medication when you feel better.
Yeah.
That's a rough
that
lesson.
That was another thing because I'm a newly medicated depressed person and I'm like so happy to be taking it forever. If it still works.
So why are you okay with it? Because it seems like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm better, so let me get off. You don't have those thoughts?
I think just because I had such a clear cut, like I did ever since I was like 10, I felt one way. And then when I turned 30, I did a lot of work on myself to try and feel better and have a healthy life and be happy. And everything I did was like worthwhile, but it didn't exactly do the trick. And then when I finally got to this final step, the medication, and I took it and it worked, it was so validating because it was like, oh, I have done all this work. Mm. I have tried everything. It's not because I wasn't doing a good enough job at being happy. It's just because there's something with my brain that's a little different and this helps it. So might as well keep going with that, you know? Uh-huh. And it was just such a stark difference. Mm. And I think also because I never really experimented with any other kind of chemicals or substances or anything. So it was just such a clear, obvious difference to me.
It's your favorite, Keith. Very black and white.
Yes, of course. Of course. We asked the audience, did Richie help make you want to travel the world? Two people said yes. Two people, not 2%. Yeah, he didn't make the world seem exciting.
No. It's a rough journey. I didn't expect it to be easy. I think we've all kind of thought, let's go around the world, right? Like at some point. Sure. And then I start thinking, like, even making a plan for like Keith and I to just go to Florida. Mm-hmm. And they were paying for our hotel and our travel, but I had to put it together and then they're going to reimburse and all this shit. All of a sudden I'm filling out things and, you know, are we going here? It's such a bitch and a half just for one trip. Now you're tripping around the whole world. It's not a freeing thing. It's work. And then it like makes you free in other ways that is not like, wee. Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mean to be hard on our dear friend Richie, mm-hmm. and I wish him all the best, but you know, just get a grip.
Yeah. He's on a good journey.
I feel like a mean uncle when I listen to him.
When he would describe getting a happy ending, are you like, okay, huh? Is that good? Is anything good?
Oh my God. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That was so sad to me.
Yeah, me
that
too.
That was him agreeing like how women are known to do, like how I've done in the past. Like, I don't want to make this person feel bad. Let's just do it. It'll work out. It's sex anyway, so it might feel good by accident. And you're just kind of sitting there while someone's jerking you off. And you're just like, why am I doing this again?
He's like, I came. I did. No, yeah. I did.
Yeah, and that's horrible because you're paying this person and you literally don't have to be there.
Right.
And no one has to be there. And she'll be more than fine leaving. You're not going to hurt her feelings.
Right.
Just give her the $2.
Right.
And get the fuck up. But, you know, that's the kind of mentality that, like, a lot of women have and girls and stuff like that. Like, this polite, you know, I don't want to make anyone feel weird about this most weird thing that could be weird about.
And I think that's probably why listening to Richie, like, struck a chord with me and sort of hit a nerve is because I see, like, a lot of myself in him and like some of that sort of self-defeating, like martyr. I tend to go that martyr way where like when he was talking about I went home for Christmas and I just cooked for everyone because I have to just make sure everybody is okay. Right. And it's just like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. And like, it takes so long to realize that you don't have to be the person who fixes everything. It's okay. And you can't. There's no way you can be that.
Al-Anon.
I can't believe I was so ahead of the curve. I'm like, they're fine. Fuck it.
So yeah, great week, guys.
Thank you. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I like when Keith and I are on the show by ourselves. And I don't know. I like the response to it also because the old school people kind of come out and like it's like reminiscent.
Well, it's fun not to worry about anybody.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But it's really nice.
Well, also, I want to, again, thank all the Keith and the Girl listeners who have written in to whiteypuzzlemen@gmail.com and subscribed and followed me on Instagram. It's huge. We're doing a new initiative this week. It's called Tell a Friend Week.
I'm spearheading this
initiative.
What happens during the week?
So what happens is that when you see a friend of yours, you say, hey, friend, you into podcasts? And your friend goes, of course. That's how we connected.
Right.
That's how we fell in love as friends.
Are you an asshole? You don't remember? Like that.
Yeah. Well, I have a good one that you might like. It's called Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour. Mm-hmm. It's for everyone.
Okay. What if they say, can you email it to me?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, just seeing how it would go.
So that's the Tell a Friend initiative.
Okay. I love it.
Let's try another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, friend.
Hey, how have you been?
Mom's in the hospital, stage 4. You know what percent these people survive?
3?
They say 3. I think 1.
Well, I knew that because it was actually the answer in a crossword puzzle I did last week.
Oh, you like those?
I do. And I actually just learned about a podcast that talks about the New York Times crossword.
They don't do that bullshit word ladders, do they?
Sometimes, but they definitely call it out.
Okay, good.
Do you like podcasts?
I do like podcasts. Well, it's how we connected,
wow,
you dumb bitch.
Wow, flawless.
It might
flawless.
Help you get through your mom's death.
Okay. Well, you know what? I do need things to... Yes, I'm
that,
in.
That should be your new tagline. Might help you through your mom's death.
It might.
It might.
Okay.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, I think a lawyer would give a thumbs up to that for sure.
But you know what? I'll take a listen. And I'm sorry I called you a dumb bitch. I just didn't know why you would forget. We found each other through podcasts.
We met on the Keith and the Girl forums.
Yeah.
Shout out to Apia.
Shout out to Apia. She's the best at everything.
All right. Well, we asked people last week to give a 5-star review, which literally means look at your app and hit 5 stars at the podcast that you're looking at. So it could be Whitey Puzzleman. It could be Keith and the Girl. But
just go through and do it for all of them.
Seriously, because... when you hear podcasters say that on their show, they hate themselves. Just know, we hate ourselves. We hate saying it. But then we just got into the...
what's hot in news and politics?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And I do think that has to do with people clicking on that stupid button, like on any button, the subscribe button, the 5-star button, the review, all that, the share button. All of these buttons are being monitored and we seem more important, so they scale us up. And the more listeners we have, the more we can do with the show.
Right. We're calling this Loosen Up My Buttons Week.
The algorithm can't tell that you're giggling to yourself on the subway, okay?
Yes.
You gotta tap the screen a little bit if you want it to count.
Yeah. I mean, you're listening right now. Maybe that's a little passive. Maybe you're smoking a joint. I appreciate that. Just use one button.
Yeah. So you guys can join me in my initiative. The Tell a Friend Week initiative.
Oh, okay. For sure.
So tell a friend about Keith and the Girl, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're leaving you now until next week. This has been last week. Ah! Wow. On Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com.
The flu doesn't stop Barbara Streisand, doesn't stop Bianca Brady.
Doesn't stop Michael Jordan either.